know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ, is sponsored by the good folks at Fairbury Furniture. We appreciate their support. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Jock Gibberish is all about talking, and so we invite Cynthia Graw into the studio.
That's what I do best.
That's what we all do best. That's how we got into this business. I didn't really mean it the way it came out, but it's the first day of summer. I'm giddy. I am just looking out the window saying, it's summer, like it's all that different from spring. But it is. Because
right.
It's summer.
I know. I totally get it. It means more. Kind of like as adults, they're like, oh, it's summer break. It's summer break. Well, I still go to work every day. It's still Monday through Friday. But it's summer break. It's summer now.
It's true. It all means something.
Yeah.
And we hear all these people in Illinois say, well, I wouldn't want to live in a desert area or, something where there's no seasons. So here you go.
Right.
Celebrate the seasons when you have the chance.
Yes.
And I will not even – I'm on the radio so no one can see. My arms are finally getting back to a more human color as opposed to, iridescent pink, which they've been for the last few days. So maybe my skin is acclimating to the summertime, too. We want to talk about this summer season, Cynthia,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to talk about it in any kind of pleasant way. People are out trying to scam you in the summertime. They are thieves and criminals. We are beset with people with nefarious intent. I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating there. But there are all kinds of things to be on the lookout for when summertime comes around. And it's just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate fact of modern life, I guess, that
yeah.
we have to talk about things like this. But we thought we should.
Mm-hmm.
Because summer job scams, for example, are getting more and more common. People go to places like Craigslist. They go to classified ads in newspapers. And they say they got a great job waiting for you. But before you can start, you got to give them money for tools. You got to pay them for supplies. You know, it's just for your startup equipment so we can
yeah.
get you started on this great program, you know. A lot of times it's just absolutely not true.
Right.
They just ripping you off.
I can't think of a job that you would have to do that, except I do know mechanics that go to work at specific bigger, you know, like car shops do have to have their own tools with
right.
them. They can't. That's the only job I can think of that works like that.
And I have heard of deals like that. You're right. The shop does not supply the tools. The mechanic is supposed to supply
yeah.
the tools. But if you're a mechanic, you probably
have
a set of tools anyway.
Right.
That's pretty respectable. So, yeah, I have. But I got to be honest with you. I have seen sales jobs where, you know, your initial inventory you have to pay for up front. But usually the companies that are reputable have a contract, and it
right,
explains
right.
how that'll be paid back or whatever, you know.
Yeah, there is a home makeup sales company that I won't name that does that, and I got hooked into it, and it's like, well, the first thing is only like $1,000. I'm like, yeah, have a good day. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if I had $1,000, I wouldn't need this job.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
Other companies will ask for your credit card information just to hold as a deposit. That's often a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be careful with the credit card number because you just don't know. And I'll be honest with you, credit card companies have gotten a lot better about honoring complaints and investigating complaints, but still, you
yeah.
just don't want it. You know,
yeah.
just don't take any chances. Yard work and home improvement scams, these have been around forever. And I don't mean to cast aspersions because I've known some reputable business guys who actually did business this way. But a lot of times somebody says, I was just driving by and noticed your driveway needs resealing. You want me to do that for you just right away here quick? Or be careful of that.
Right.
You know? There are also people who are going to say that they've got something left over from another job. I've had any number of guys come up and say, you know, I was sealing a driveway down the street. I've got stuff left over. You want me to seal your driveway? You want me to paint your house? You want me to? I've had all kinds of offers. Fix the roof, you know. And it's just, there's just no way of knowing who they are, where they're from, or if they're reputable. Like I say, there are some guys who do that kind of thing.
Until you can find all those things out you just listed, just smile and say no thank you, right?
Yeah, just ask them if they have a business card. And if they're a legitimate company, odds are they will.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find out more about them, make a decision, and off you go.
Yep.
I did have a neighbor once. This was a long time ago, but they got involved with one of these things, and the guy said he was going to seal the driveway, and did, but unfortunately, he gave one price before he started, and then when it was time to pay up, he threw a fit because his price was a lot higher, and they said, well, you said it was going to be X, Y, and Z, and he said, that was just an estimate. So, luck to have it. The people involved had a son who was a pretty good-sized guy, and he kind of chased the guy off.
Hey,
so,
there you go.
He said, if you are a legitimate business person, he says, you know my parents' address. He said, you just send them a bill, and they will send you a check. And if they don't send you a check, you can take them to small claims court. How's that sound? But the idea of you standing here screaming until they give you some money, that's not going to happen today.
Right.
Sorry about that. And I don't know that that's legal either, but that's the way it worked out in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Just check everything out. You know what I mean? And one of the first things you can do, if they say they're doing something for your neighbor and they'll help you out too, ask your neighbor.
Right.
You know, it's just, of course, in the modern world, anytime somebody says, I was over here working for your neighbor, most of the time you're going to know if your neighbor's home or not.
Right.
I mean, you know your neighbor's habits well enough to know. It's like, well, that's interesting because they're both at work right now and the kids are in school. So who exactly were you talking to?
Oh, goodness.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Moving day scams. I got to be honest with you. I've never heard of this. So these are always good things to talk about because there's always something going on that I'm a stranger to. Half the people who move will do it over the summer. That's true every year.
Most people
try to pick the warm weather, you know, the clear weather to do their moving.
Yeah, especially here, so you don't have to do it through ice and snow.
Exactly. You're just trying to do it when it's more pleasant, you know. Often people are hiring moving companies and the stuff never shows up.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then the moving company calls you up and says, well, we've got your stuff and it's going to cost you X, Y, Z. And you say, well, you said it would cost me Z, Y, X. And they say, well, not now.
Wow.
Now we've got your stuff.
Wow. Holding your things hostage.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, it's just being a rotten human being.
Yeah, that
but,
too.
But apparently it does happen. So just be careful. And again, try to work with reputable companies. Try to make sure that you've got a contract of some sort, you know.
If it's too good to be true price-wise, it probably is. So, I mean, if you find a company to do it for next to nothing, then that's probably what you're going to run into. Not always, of course, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's true.
Sometimes you just have to suck it up and pay more to cover your own rear and make sure nothing bad happens.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just doing your homework, planning ahead, and being careful.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head. A lot of times, if somebody's coming in way underneath everybody else, there's a reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation scams are also real popular. Needless to say, summertime is vacation time for a lot of people. And a lot of times, you're going to start getting bombarded by more and more and more offers for vacation deals. And as Cynthia just said, if a deal seems too good to be true, probably is.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of these emails right now. Would you like to go to Cabo? No. Would you like to go to the Bahamas? No. Would you like? No.
Yeah. There are also groups called travel clubs. You buy a membership before you can see the deals.
How fair is that?
So be careful. Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
They promise you things that they don't deliver. Another popular scam. I shouldn't call it a scam, but it's a questionable sales approach. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
I know a lot of people who've been invited to see a timeshare look at vacation property along a lakefront development, you know, and they tell you you're going to get a big screen TV or an all expenses paid trip to the Bahamas if you just come and check out our offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And they never do.
Right.
I have never known anybody to come back with a big screen TV.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
No.
I don't know how that's legal. You know, you would think if the person, you know, if it's just a thing on a lark and they send a card back in the mail, okay, most people are going to overlook that because they're going to say, I never figured I was going to get a big screen TV from you losers anyway.
Right.
But you go to the time and trouble to go down there and sit through the presentation. You would think somebody would pursue that, you know?
Yeah.
Call the Better Business Bureau, call the state's attorney's office, call somebody.
Right.
And say, hey, here's the thing. They said I've got a card in my hand that says I get a big screen TV just for showing up, and I do not have a big screen TV.
That reminds me so much, I want to say, of a South Park episode. If anybody watches South Park, the parents get roped into doing something like that, because they were supposed to have this great vacation to such and such a place, but they were really looking at timeshare. So the kids were out having fun, but they were stuck in seminars and all these sales pitches. And I realize that's just a television show, but that turned me off of ever being interested in doing anything like that ever. I don't care if there's a big screen TV in the, you know, up for grabs, yeah. Whatever.
It's true. Say, if I need a big screen TV, I'll go to the store and buy one.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Just like everybody else, you know. But it is just a long list of things to be careful of. And, of course, in the summertime, just be careful. A lot more people out and about banging on your door, asking you about all kinds of things. And just be careful. If you do go on vacation, take the advice of law enforcement professionals and, you know, stop deliveries to your house so things don't pile up in front of the door.
Don't make it obvious, right?
Yeah, exactly. Announcing that you are going to be out of the house for a while. One of the strangest stories I ever heard was a bit of a summertime scam. Now, this is an outright crime, so it's a little bit more sophisticated than a scam. But I knew a family, and this was in a rural setting, so there was a farm family that was having a big estate sale. The patriarch of a large farm had passed away, so they were liquidating the estate. So a lot of people from the area were at this huge sale because they knew this was a person who had a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the scenario, all perfectly natural, but one of the people going to this big estate sale drives by the home, the rural home, of someone he knew, and there's a moving truck outside. People are loading stuff into this moving truck. So he gets to the estate sale, and the person who lives in that house is at the sale. So he said, the guy who saw the house, he goes, I didn't know you were moving. The guy says, I'm not moving. What are you talking about? He goes, there's a moving van outside your house, and guys are loading stuff into the truck.
Oh, my gosh.
So needless to say, they called the sheriff's department. Sheriff's department intervened, and it turned out these guys were a ring of thieves. And this was their, I hate to use the term MO, it sounds like something from a TV show, but this is how they operated. They figured out times when people would be out in large numbers to where no one would notice what they were doing. And it was one of those hide in plain sight kinds of things where they dressed as movers. And if a person drove by a home and there were movers carrying things out of the house and putting it in a truck, nobody thought twice.
See, I never realized this stuff happened in honest to God real life, because you just totally talked about a Roseanne episode.
Well,
they thought they were on a taking the movers told Roseanne and Dan they were taking things to Goodwill. So they were like, oh, I like this and I like this. So they said, go ahead and take it for $50 or whatever. And the neighbors came home from vacation. We've been robbed. And she goes, oh, what? Oh, no.
It's all true.
Yeah.
That is art imitating life.
Wow.
Apparently these guys had done this many times. And this is many years ago, but this was down in Tazewell County. The sheriff's department really saw it as a feather in their cap that they were able to actually catch these guys in the act.
Good for them. That's not always the easiest thing to do.
Just be careful. Use sunscreen. Wear a hat. We'll just try to think of every summertime safety tip we can. And try not to get scammed, because it does happen. Cynthia, thanks for sitting in.
Thank you.
Maybe you should call home right now.
I know,
call,
right?
Call your neighbor and see if someone can see your house. Find, make sure it's okay.
Right.
I think anybody who went into my house would just turn around and leave.
Right. Me too, though.
That's my instantaneous protection from theft. They'd go, oh, wow, I'm not sorting through all this garbage. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. She's Cynthia Graw, and Jock Gibberish is sponsored by Fairbury Furniture.